Unit 1. Exercise 1. Number 1.
A. The platform is full of passengers. B. There aren't any people on the platform. C. People are waiting to go on board.
Number 2.
A. They are enjoying their meal. B. They are shopping for groceries. C. They are taking an order.
Exercise 2. Number 1.
What time will the reception start?
A. Because we have a party. B. I'm not quite sure, but 7, I guess. C. No, it will finish early. Number 2.
What hotel are you planning to stay in while you are in Rome?
A. The one near our headquarters. B. I will call you when I get to Rome. C. The company will reimburse my travel expenses. Exercise 3.
I'd be happy to type your letter for you, but can you wait until after lunch? I have to finish copying this proposal first.
As long as I can post it today, that's no problem.
After this copying is done, I'll have a short lunch break and type your letter. It'll be ready by early afternoon.
I really appreciate it. Thank you. Exercise 4.
There will be a staff meeting on Monday, September 15th, starting at 2 p.m. You should submit items for the agenda in advance if you have topics you'd like to discuss with other departments. The deadline for the agenda is Thursday, September 11th. All employees are required to attend, even if your department doesn't submit topics for discussion.
Vocabulary building. Step 1. Exercise B. 1. Proposal. 2. Submit. 3. Department. 4. Deadline. 5. Attend. 6. Grocery. 7. Require. 8. Headquarters. 9. Passenger. 10. Reception. 11. Employee. 12. Appreciate. 13. Agenda. 14. Board. Vocabulary building. Step 2. Exercise B. 1. Fair. 2. Recommend. 3. Expand. 4. Valid. 5. Book. 6. Analyze. 7. Available. 8. Branch. 9. Brochure. Brochure. 10. Accountant. 11. Reservation. 12. Fix. 13. Hold. 14. Repair. 15. Insurance. 16. Equipment. 17. Conference.
Let's try. Part 1. Number 1.
A. She is serving drinks. B. She is holding an interview. C. She is explaining fares. D. She is adjusting the tables.
Number 2.
A. He is repairing a car. B. He is fixing the equipment. C. He is ordering office supplies. D. He is analyzing the data on a computer.
Part 2. Number 1.
Where is the accountant's office?
A. It's on the third floor of this building. B. There are three accountants in the office. C. The accountant is not here now. Number 2.
Who has copies of the conference report?
A. Carl can make copies for us. B. I copied it yesterday. C. I sent copies to everyone in our department. Number 3.
Do we need to book a table?
A. No, you need a reservation. B. Yes, especially for a weekend. C. Yes, there are some books on the table.
Number 4.
Could you write a letter of recommendation for me?
A. Yes, I can recommend some interesting books to you. B. I'm sorry, I'm not finished yet. C. Sure, it would be my pleasure. Part 3. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
We ordered our new product brochures 2 weeks ago. Have they come back from the printer yet?
Oh, they got here this morning. Actually, I have just left them in the supply room.
That's good. We have to mail them to our Shanghai branch and the Hanoi branch, 1,000 copies each. Large-scale trade fairs are going to be held in both cities next month. The brochures should be there in time for the fairs. This is a chance to expand our business.
Number 1. Where are the brochures now? Number 2. How many brochures do they need to send in total? Number 3. Where are the trade fairs taking place?
Part 4. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following voicemail message.
Hello, Ms. Campbell. This is Jane Safiro from the travel agency. I'm calling to tell you that we've had a cancellation on the first flight to Paris tomorrow morning, so I've booked a seat for you. It's an economy class ticket, I'm afraid, as the plane is full to capacity, but the seats are quite roomy. You'll be pleased to hear it's an aisle seat, not a window seat, so you can stretch your legs a little more. There is no refund on this type of ticket. If a business seat becomes available, I'll call you immediately. Oh yes, I also ordered a vegetarian meal for you, as you requested. Since it's an international flight, you should check in at least 2 hours before the flight is due to leave. Please call in at your convenience to pay the full fare minus the deposit, which you have already paid. I would also advise you to make sure you have travel insurance for the trip. Finally, don't forget to check that your passport is valid.
Number 1. What did Jane do for Ms. Campbell? Number 2. What did Ms. Campbell request? Number 3. What advice does Jane give?